After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Barbie is MIA. It's looking like Alana and Ink Drippin are getting to know each other. And now there's a baby girl in the mix. Anything is possible with the Black Ink Crew content, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oops. What is up, After Buzzers? We're a hot mess, as per usual.
As always.
Y'all already know what it is, because you wouldn't tune in otherwise. But we're back for another episode of Black Ink Crew Compton. Obviously, we have a wonderful guest in the building with us. We are going to let her introduce herself in just a second. But first, let me introduce my panel, because this show would be really boring without them. But I'm Drew Jones, and with me are my ladies.
Hi, guys. I'm Kiki Boom Boom.
And what's up, guys? I'm Elle Marie.
And obviously,
I'm Nessie Blaze from Black Ink Crew.
We got Nessie in the building. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
For hanging out with us. The show, we're going to break it down, talk about the episode. We have a special segment, Doing the Most, where we give a gold star, if you will, or a thumbs down. It depends on the episode normally. But to whoever's doing the most, whether it's a really, you know, great doing the most, like, oh, you did that. Or it's like a sis. Chill out. So I'm going to let you think about that.
Okay.
Throughout this episode, who you would like to throw it to. But initial thoughts of this episode, guys. How it's starting to pick up.
It was a fun episode. So to see everyone, because last week, child, was a lot going on. So to see everybody, you know, having fun, enjoying each other's company and everything. So it was cool. I liked it. It was like, oh.
This was a fun episode. Yeah. It makes me want to go to Big Bear. I've always wanted to go, but I like this episode to see you guys kind of like out of the environment and into something different. And I love when production tries to put people on trips and alcohol, because you're like, good luck.
Right. Bye. Exactly. It's like dropping us off in the middle of nowhere.
So I love it for the drama, but I thought this was a cool episode.
Yeah. It was dope. It was fun, Big Bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I've been to Big Bear once. It was with a lot of white folks, so it was a little more, like, campier. But it was, like, fun. It was cute. Or whatever.
It looks like a good time.
We didn't get to go to a house. They made us stay in a tent, and I was like,
So you felt their pain.
Yeah. I was like,
We thought.
Yeah. Couldn't be me. So, obviously, last episode, words were exchanged.
Yes.
In this episode, I will say, I really appreciate you owning up to, you know, what you said, because a lot of people just, like, try to just dust it under the rug and be like, whatever. But talk a little bit about, like, the situation at hand, because obviously, like, they edit it to a certain way sometimes. Like, what exactly went down?
You know what? I'm going to be completely 100% honest, and, like, none of that was, like, it was chopped up, but that's really what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got real. Like, it really got real. But that was, like, 8 hours, we was tired, like, we really were tired, you know, we had drinks and food, we just wanted to go to sleep, we asked a million times for our stuff, we couldn't get our stuff back, and then I just went off, because I'd be doing that sometimes. But you really gotta push me far, you know, for me to get there, so, like, at first, I was like, whatever, it is what it is, but then I'm like, nah, I was wrong, because I had to make it way too personal, and it was just unnecessary, you know, like, I could have said how I felt without going that far. And the producers, they actually chopped a lot out. It was crazy. But they keep replaying that one part.
Of course.
Talking about, and I'm just like, but he's never going to forgive me now.
But we do appreciate it, because you acknowledge that and you took accountability and responsibility. And like Drew said, a lot of people don't do that from what we see, because a lot of things are edited. So what we can see, you were like, you know what? I know I should have said how I felt, like you just said, but not getting personal. So I can appreciate you being like, look.
You got to, you know, you got to, like, own up when you're wrong, you know, it's one thing, and I said that even, like, off camera to him, like, look, I'm not apologizing for everything that I said, I'm apologizing for making it personal, and, like, how I made you feel, because I still did feel some type of way about being disrespected, like, and that was not the first time either, you know what I'm saying, me and Tim be getting into it, so I'm just like, look, all I need you to do is step up as the boss, Like, for real, for real. Yeah. Like, that's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you to do anything more than that except, like, say, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't be picking on him, so I was just like, all right, I guess I have to stand up for myself.
you did that, right? You held it down.
Yeah, and then I just apologized, like, and we still, you know what I'm saying? It's still a rocky situation because of that, so the least I could do was say sorry, you know, and apologize because I did disrespect him and his family, and that was unnecessary. I like Kyla, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no issue with her. I don't know her personally, but we all like Penny Proud, you know what I'm saying?
So
I'm like,
sure
it wasn't any shade towards her. I was just trying to put in perspective, like, look, bro, you got disrespect every day, how you feel?
Yeah.
True.
You know, and you feel some type of way, so you don't like it. You know, like, but I said sorry. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I hope that fixes it.
Yeah.
I need to know, because we've been asking everyone coming, what's your sign?
Guess.
Hmm. That's what I was trying to think, because I was like,
let's three of us guess.
That's a hint, too. The fact that she wants you to guess.
Low key, I think like an Aries.
Me too. I was going to say Aries.
I was
going to
say,
too.
You either give me like Aries vibes or like.
Or Taurus, I think.
I was thinking something
Scorpio
like.
Scorpio vibes.
Mm-hmm. Aries.
We love Aries though. But you guys be ready.
Yeah, we're always on go.
Makes all the sense in the world. I'm about to like make a star chart for the cast. For all of the Black Ink Crew, like different franchises, just so we can.
We'll do that.
Stay tuned.
That'd be cute.
We're gonna do it. I love that though. You mentioned kind of like Tim, the situation. Obviously, they've been kind of riding you about the Levere and you being friends thing, and like trying to kind of allude that there's something more. I'm not gonna lie, it really does not come off like you guys at all.
And it's not that. It's never been that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really are cool. I look up to Levere like a big brother. Like, that man is smart, he's dope, he's talented, you know what I'm saying? And he looks out for people. Like, he's not selfish with his knowledge, and that means a lot to me. Danielle, too. Like, I love Danielle. I don't have no issue with her, you know, despite whatever happened in the beginning of episodes, you know what I'm saying? I still didn't even... I tried not to throw any shade towards her at all because I don't feel any type of way about you. And I know what it's like being the jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, we all been there once upon a time, like, where we just be going off, and then we're like,
Yeah,
that wasn't necessary.
I was thinking
about that.
Yeah, watching the show, I'm like, what did she think about that when you and Lemire were in the same room, two separate beds, but in the same room? Like, ooh, because Danielle may just feel a certain way about it. Did you think anything like, oh, maybe just to calm things down, I shouldn't be in
this room? Gonna lie at first because it can be chopped up. However, when he was like, because it was five rooms in there, and then he's like, oh, I'm staying with my nigga Nessie, and I'm just like.
You're like, no!
Even though I know nothing's going on, but at the same time, that house was creepy. I don't want to stay in the room by myself anyway. Like, I was low-key scared. So I'm like, yeah, I don't mind having a little roommate right now.
Like, you spoke about Tim earlier, and we noticed that, like, at the beginning, it's kind of, and even now, like, up to the road trip, it's kind of been like, Tim's been the person, and we love Tim, but we can see that he's poking and picking at you a little bit. Same thing with Barbie. Did you find that, I guess, challenging to work with him, or is it like that today? Because when I spoke to Barbie, Barbie was here last week. Love her, Sagittarius sister. Yeah. She's awesome. And she said that, you know, she's known them for a long time, but he had a habit at picking at, like, you, her, and she didn't understand why. Oh, sorry, babe.
I think it's just like I don't know if he has anything, like, personal against us, really, but he does poke. And I feel like he just wants a reaction sometimes, you know, which it's our bad sometimes for responding, but either way, we shouldn't have to deal with that in a workplace, and that's why I went off on KP like that, you know, because I'm like, it's not even shade towards you. I'm mad at him, but he don't care, you know. Right. We'll just keep going back and forth forever, and if I'm not mistaken, he's a Leo.
I was going to say, he's even Leo or Gemini. Really,
yeah, we be battling.
Ooh,
like,
two fire signs. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it's still, like I said, to this day, it's still, like, rocky between all three of us, you know, because he's, like, KP's cousin, so they always going to stick together, right, but I'm like, yo, but, like, you gotta check your man. So, like, whose man's is this sometimes? Because I'm just like, bro, you can't not see that he's wrong sometimes. Yeah. You know, like, at least tell him that. I don't care if you tell him on the side. You don't gotta call him out in front of everybody. Yeah. But, like, it's not cool to let the rest of your employees feel a certain type of way because he just popping off at the mouth 24/7 for no reason, even touching my tattoo equipment on that one episode. I'm like, bro, okay. The producer's gonna pay for none of this. This is not even, this is personal now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you all touching my shit. Like, can I curse on here? I'm sorry.
Do what you do.
I'm just like, oh no, this is not that, you know? So, and I've always been that way. Like, I'm gonna put my foot down. If nobody's gonna stick up for me, I'm gonna stick up for me. And so I don't feel bad
Aries.
About that.
I love it.
But I wish things didn't go the way they did to a certain extent, because I'm just like, I don't like that conflict, you know, yeah. especially when I'm just like, oh, I love everyone, you know, mm-hmm. but you get on my nerves, like, you might feel differently.
So we pick up last episode, Barbie is getting wheeled off. Like, what? But Barbie is in jail. This episode, we find out she got bailed out. 6 a.m., she's MIA. What, like, did you guys legitimately not know where she was during that time?
Yeah, no. Nobody knew where she was. Damn. Like, she was, like, MIA, like, gone. And, like, I text her and everything, you know? And I was just like, okay, like, we don't know what's up. Really, we don't know what happened. I felt so bad when she got arrested because I didn't expect it to go, like, oh, wow. I don't know. I just thought somebody's going to jump in and save the day. Like, no, this is just a show. Right, whatever. Yeah. But it was like, no, this is real. Take care. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, wow, okay. I got to be out. So I went in the RV. I have been there. I'm not doing that again. So I just scooted my ass right in the RV.
She's like, I got to get low.
I will say one of my favorite parts of this episode was watching Voodoo try to bail out. I love her. She was like, hello, is this the jail?
She's like, so don't cute. Transfer me. She's so cute.
Yeah, Voodoo is so funny.
I don't know how to do this. Like,
I was telling Barbie last week, like, I love the bond that you, Voodoo, and Barbie now have. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's tough, especially working in a new environment, and there's three different girls, and you're all coming together, and kind of like, who are these people? But I love seeing you guys' relationship develop. So I love that. And even on this trip, like, though things probably got a little out of hand, but I love how y'all rode for each other.
Yeah.
Y'all was like, we going to this hotel together, we getting these shots together, and we going... Y'all gonna open this damn door. So I just love seeing y'all rock together. So seeing, like, you text Voodoo and be like, yo, find her. And then her going to the jail like, huh? So I love that.
No, yeah, we're like the three musketeers on the show. So we be sticking together, you know?
I love it. I see that you guys, like, are kind of getting along with Alana this episode. She, because, you know, it was a bumpy beginning.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say. But it seems like you guys are kind of clicking with her. What about her, like, when she first came in was kind of like, I don't know about you?
I think it was just the attitude. I feel like if you walk into anywhere, like, you're better than everybody in there, somebody's going to feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. Even if you are better, she could very well be the best artist in the world, but you can't come in like that into a place that, like, we are all working together, we all just chilling, and you come in like, I'm the best, like... Well, like, calm down, relax, easy. You know. But she really is sweet. Like, she's cool. She stuck up for herself, too. And that's another thing that I had to, like, okay, girl, you can stand your ground. So maybe you do deserve to be here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fight you on that. But we definitely going to make you, we're going to test you because you weren't tested coming in. You know, like, we all had to do something to get in the shop to begin with. And then she just comes in like, hey, I'm here now. Like, and then she was taking Lemire's booth. And I'm like, oh, nah. Like, not my girl, you know, like, can't do that. Because he really is one of the greatest artists, like, I've ever met. So I'm just like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But she's cool. You know, we had to give her a second chance. So
that's good.
We're here for it. I think I'm starting to like her a little bit more. Because, you know, I was very, like... In the previous episodes, I was very on the defense for you guys, especially with the Voodoo situation. And then last...
We get territorial.
Like, yeah.
Whatever y'all do, we like,
But I realized that she reminds me of Lily.
Yes.
And what I want, Alana, I want you to come in here and come hang out with us. We want to kiki it up. But I don't want it to be a Lily situation.
Exactly.
Because, like, no shade, no tea, Lily. We've discussed this. But... With Lily, like, she was the baby. She didn't grow. Mm-hmm. She continues to use her being the youngest one as an excuse. And I want to see Alana grow and prosper because I think she's adorable. I think she's a great artist. And I like her. Like, I want her to succeed. So I'm hoping that, like, VH1, your casting is not her to be the West Coast Lily.
Yeah.
Because
she's the new person in. Lily was the new person in. Lily kind of took on that bad person role, like, I'll be the bad guy, where Alana, when she... And I don't know if this is her, because we don't know her, but she did defend herself, and she was like, it is what it is. Her and that laugh. When I ask her about that damn laugh.
That laugh.
But I'm like, I hope they don't set her up for failure, because she's new, she's young, and I don't want her to go down the Lily road. Mm-hmm. Lily's doing big things, and she's popping, but Lily fighting.
But show-wise.
Show-wise.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. It's a mess.
But we love all y'all. We don't, like, I was telling Barbie, I was like, I don't like seeing none of y'all fight. Even last week gave me anxiety. Because when this show first started, because we've been doing New York and Chicago, Black Ink, and they've all had their ups and downs. We were like, yo, Compton is just a different group. Like, they all get along. And I just, of course, we're all human. So last week I was like, no. I don't like it. So I like seeing, like, you guys bond more kick it with Alana. Like, I like seeing that. Yeah. So
I think that's why this episode was so good, because then it was like, okay, that was really quick. A quick turnaround to everyone kind of like, okay, you know, admitting their faults in certain situations and being like, let's move forward. Let's go have fun and enjoy ourselves. So, yeah, that's why I like this episode.
Yeah.
But not because other seasons, they will let stuff linger. You know what I mean?
For seasons, like, upon seasons.
For seasons upon seasons.
Yeah, I know, so we got like, more to come. And I know.
But at least that situation is like, that's dead. That's
and that's
done.
Really right. How people feel, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like, not everything is, like, them trying to drag it out. It's just that them paying attention to how you actually feel and being like, yo, you got to say that, though. You know what I'm saying? I know you said y'all are cool, but you're not really cool. So, you know what I'm saying? And they kind of, like, push for that. And it's just, it's reality.
Yeah.
Like, it's just reality. Like, that's really how it is. So, we do all get along, but... Like any, it's like a family, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to argue with your brothers and sisters. Right. You're going to argue with your parents. It don't matter who it is in your family. When you feel some type of way, y'all going to get in arguments. Yeah. It's just how it is. But I hope we can all come to, like, a happy ground at the end of whatever happens, you know what I mean?
What I've always been curious about with shows like this is, like, obviously you guys don't get to see each other's interviews. So when you're watching back these episodes and you're seeing their commentary, and because people get bold in their interviews, they start saying stuff with their chest. Are you ever like, oh, okay, I see you?
I am, but it's more so funny to me. Like, honestly, even before, like, the show aired, like, we don't get to see it. We watch it with y'all.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't get to see it. People think they're like, oh, what happens tomorrow? I'm like, nigga, I don't know. Like, I'll be ready, like, right in front of my TV. Like, and you don't know how they're going to chop it up. And then interviews, like, you don't even know how they're going to make you sound. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because, like...
Especially if you're watching it with your castmates and it comes on and you're like, you've probably said something about them because you didn't get along with them that moment. You're like, oop, I'm sorry.
It was actually funny. So me and Barbie, we watched it. It was a whole bunch of us, actually. Me, Barbie, Lemire, Voodoo, a couple of the producers. We all watched the Big Bear, the first Big Bear scene episode together. Because I was like, oh, we should all watch this together. And she thought it was hilarious because I, like, pretended to be here and put the water bottles. She's like, you tried it, bitch. You tried it. And I was like, I forgot all about that, you know? But it was, like, a funny moment. We just laughed it off. You know, we're all human. So it's like, look, we're on TV.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it fun. But, yeah, the green screens, we never know what's going to come up. Mm-hmm. But I'd be cracking up. Like, I thought I'd be way more bothered by certain things. Even, like, Twitter and stuff. Because I'd be watching on Twitter, like, what people say. I'd be cracking up. Like, it's hilarious what people think they know about you.
Yeah.
Without knowing you.
That is very true. We have seen... We've had multiple people come up in here and not tell us about ourselves, but tell the people about themselves.
The fans.
Yeah. But directed it at us like, fam...
Where's the super fan?
I agree with you. Why are you yelling?
Yes, why are you yelling? Being that this is reality TV, did you have any regrets going in when you found out about the show that was going to be on TV? Especially because the show who already had a franchise. I don't know if you've ever seen the past franchises, but did you have any regrets in being like, or hesitations? Not even regrets, hesitations going in.
When I first got the opportunity, I actually turned it down. Mm-hmm. But just because I wasn't ready. Yeah. And then I got the opportunity again, and I turned it down again, but it was because I was in a relationship, and that it was really dumb, you know? It was really dumb. Now I'm like, I'm so mad at myself, like, nigga, don't do that again. Ever again, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is wrong with you? But I ended up running into Lemire, like, later, and he just like, yo, this opportunity is on the table, and it was like 6 months later, and I was like, yes. VH1 called me the next day, we got it rolling, everything is good, and I was like, okay, it's meant to be, because if it happens this many times, it's a you know what I mean? You get that same opportunity, like, you're going on Black Ink, girl.
And that doesn't happen often, so it's like, okay, you gotta take... Got to take it.
Exactly. And then it's the first tattoo shop in Compton. So, like, even it being right after the Nipsey thing, and I really struggled with that, you know, like, we just did a kids' charity event today, and I'm like, I really want to give back, you know, because I feel like it opened a lot of doors for people to do that. And then the opportunity came up. It was the first tattoo shop in Compton, giving people an outlet. So I'm like, I have to be a part of something like that. Like, who doesn't want to be a part of something that legendary? So it was all good timing.
Right. You know what I always wanted to ask you? When your mom and sister came down.
That was going to be my question.
I had to ask because I love how, like, you, your mom, and your sister having a good time. Your mom's like, I just want to make sure you're good. And you're like, come meet the team. Right. And then your mom gets a taste of the team. What was her initial reaction when all that was happening, when she was in the studio, like, your whole family, and they were like, wait, why is she naked?
Right.
Why are there photos? Thing, yeah. Why are they fighting?
Like, I mean, she saw the whole thing go down, and my mom is, like, one of my best friends. Like, she real cool. Like, she loved Voodoo afterwards. She's like, I love her because she owned it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you hate on that? Like, I wasn't even expecting. I'm picking up pages off the floor. I'm going to run out. I'm like, that's fucked up, you know? And I see Voodoo coming walking back. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm like, oh, my God. She's really doing this. And I was like, oh, all right. She won this battle, like, hands down. Yeah. But, no, my mom loves Voodoo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. So. And did she feel better about you being in Compton when you kind of took her around and then had her around, like, the crew and everything?
Yeah, I think way better because she was definitely, like, real. Like, even when I got the opportunity, like, before everything was on camera, before it was rolling, she was like, Compton. Like, you know? And, like, even people on Twitter and, like, Instagram would be mad, like, I don't appreciate you and your white mama coming out here making us seem like we're bad people, and I'm just like, nobody made it seem like anything. That's the connotation that's put on content.
When you're not from here, that's we're all from different places, and I know the first day my mother was like, are you going near Compton? I'm like, fam, no, but yes. Right. I think that's just because of what was portrayed to us, that's your first initial thought. Same thing with, like, she's from Chicago, I'm from New York, she's from
Louisville.
Okay. So I think all these places have those things. So I don't think anything to do with your mom being white. It's just a mother that's like, fam.
Right. Where my mom don't even like to go to Philly. Like, the suburbs. She's like, you're going to Philadelphia. I'm going there. You know, I'm like, it's 15 minutes away, mom. Like, you're right. Like, that far.
I was crying. You and your mom's relationship is so, like, fun. I was cracking up because I have a white mom, too. Shout out to white moms. but, like, I was just, like, watching you guys, and I was like, yo, are all white moms with black kids the same? Because, like, they really move this. Like, I was, like, cracking up. It was so fun to watch you guys, and your sister was hilarious.
Yeah, she's a handful.
speaking of a handful, we need to talk about this Alana in the ink dripping situation. Because... I have, like, been trying to figure out, like, who was going to be shacking up with who, what's going to happen, because there was a moment where it's like Voodoo and Ink, and then, like, like, we even were like, oh, it's like Nessie in this mix, and then, like, Barbie, like, Voodoo and Barbie, and now it's Ink and Alana. What?
Right? When, like, we didn't even see that one coming. Like,
I definitely
did. I did not either.
I didn't see it coming either. Honestly, when I watched the episode last night, I was like, well, one, I put it, we were all in a group text, and, they're like, oh, Ink and Alana kissed, da, 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 da. And I was just like, I know, I accidentally was like, ill, because, like, it caught me so off guard, because I was like, I mean, I know they'd be flirty and stuff, you know, but, like, I just didn't expect it to go there, like, yet, so I was just like, oh, that's what it is, like, it was interesting. I'm curious to see what's about to happen.
Right? Like, as the show unfolds, you guys watching it like, okay, we see that.
Right.
Yeah, because we were watching it, and, like, they were just chatting, and I was just like, oh, this is a normal conversation. And then it was like, oh, we're going on a date. And I was like, wait.
I'm like, I need that energy.
When did we get here, right?
I need that energy where you just sit next to someone and you're like, okay, I'm going on a date.
Yeah. But I get it. Because he was in here 2 weeks ago.
Fam. Twice. And
I get it.
Two shows. We get it.
I was like, not this light-skinned man. And then he walked in, and I was like, maybe.
I can see. We can see it.
It makes sense. But I'm interested to see what happens there.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be, like the one that, like, is, like, shooting his shot or whatever. I was like, he's the four.
Yeah. I knew, like, because...
The pretty boy.
Yeah. Because even the first episode, he walked in with, like, the two girls. And I was like, all right, we got single girls on the show. So I was like, I know he's going to be flirty. And then we seen, like, you, him, and Voodoo hanging out. And I was like, okay, this might be a cute little... three matches.
I'll be teaching Ink how to get game. Yeah. He'll kill me for saying that.
He'll be like, no.
That's cool. And then, lastly, before we hop into our special segment and hop into more and getting to know you, it's a baby girl. Along the way. I am, how did you feel, like, finding out it's going to be a girl? Like, were you, like, on Lemire, like, you're kind of, like, hoping for a boy, too? Or did you, like...
I'm just happy. I just hope they have a healthy baby. Yeah. That was my only thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really happy for both of them. They seem happy together. Like, they stick together. They're building a whole, like, empire on their own. And I feel like that's admirable. That's on some, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce type shit. So I'm like, yes, win, please, you know? And now they're about to have a baby, and that's dope. So I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I think, I liked what she said. She's like, little girls change men. And I think Lemire's so fun. I think he'd be such a fun dad.
Lemire's hilarious.
He cracks me up. Like, this entire episode, like, he had me dead. Like, his little dance and, like...
All his sayings.
Ridiculous. I'm super excited. I love it. Congrats. Baby girls are the best.
Yes.
We are, obviously.
Right?
Right.
Team girls. let's hop into our special segment, Doing the Most.
I'm scared of this segment.
So, for those of you who are new listeners, Doing the Most is a segment that we have in the Black Ink family. Basically, each week we like to give it to someone who is doing the most in a positive light or doing the most in a negative light. I feel like it was a pretty positive episode.
Yeah.
So we can do positive this week. Lanisha, you want to take it away?
I will go first and give it to you, Nessie. Oh, so just for you, you know, stepping up and apologizing to KP, like you said, like knowing that you were kind of out of line. And what I also like you said, you didn't apologize for everything. Because sometimes when you have an issue with someone and there's an altercation or whatever, I may not be sorry for everything, you know, and that has to be said too. Like, some things you did need to hear from me, but certain things I took a little bit too far. So I can, like we said earlier, appreciate you for that, being woman enough to, like, you know, apologize.
Thank you.
Yes, mine is also going to you, because I just love how you, that I love that I know that you're an Aries now, because I'm like, of course she is. I love how you just took responsibility. And again, like you said, like, I'm not apologizing for everything, because you were out of line, but I didn't need to go this far. Right. And I thought it was pretty cool. And I like how, even when it was still tension, you didn't apologize at first. You came outside and you're like, hey, I'm about to get in this car. I was like, that's right, girl. You better insert yourself on this group trip. Right,
girl, this is the most awkward day. I can lie. Until I got that tequila in my system later. I'm like, oh man, this is awkward.
But I love how courageous you are. Even when you first came into the shop, because you were brand new, they don't know you. Mm-hmm. So you were like, I'm here, what's up? What you want? What y'all want? And you stood up for your boy. So I give it to you. Yes.
Did you have someone else you want to give it to? Or you can give it to yourself, because I'm giving it to you.
You know what? I'm going to give it to KP, because he heard me out and he didn't have to. Like, yeah. I pushed it far. You know, like, I don't know. I'd be petty. So sometimes I'm like, look, I'm going to forgive you, but like next month or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't going to talk right now. Nah, you can't even get my time. So I appreciate him for at least hearing me out, even if we still are like on like weird terms. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you still heard me out and you still made the rest of the trip not as awkward for me. And I appreciate that too, because I feel like that was a team leader move. So
I respect him for that. Yeah. I'm giving it to both of you, because I didn't even think of it like that.
Yeah.
Same,
I liked it. Also, I keep glancing out of the corner of my eye in this photo.
I know. Of Mario. From like 2003. I can't.
It looks like it's from like a J14 magazine.
Yeah.
Like the poster you pull out.
Yeah. With his little earrings.
The jacket he has on. But okay.
I can't. But you guys in the comments, let us know who you guys think was doing it the most, and we will talk to you all weekend. Shout you guys out next week. So let's hop into getting to know Nessie. Tell us a little bit about, like, how did you start tattooing? Like, what inspired it? What made you, like, you know, want to get into it?
My Uncle Todd actually introduced me to it like almost eight years ago now. He was just like, I bought this equipment from a tattoo convention, and like, I want you to try it out, because I was already doing art anyway, but I was just waitressing at the time. I just dropped out of college, and like, I really didn't know what the hell I was doing with life. I was just like, what am I supposed to do? I'm just going to get this little tip money. And like, I really had no clue what to do. But then I just took it and ran with it. Like, I loved it. He let me practice on him, my aunt. I think my first one was on my aunt. And then
that's cool.
I just went on YouTube. I started buying DVDs. Like, I really wanted to be great, you know? Linked up with another guy in my neighborhood who did really dope tattoos, and he was just like, you're gonna be good. And I'm like, how do you know that? Because your first tattoo looks like this and mine looks like that. So like, and he's like, because you want to. And that like always stuck with me. Like, I'm gonna be as great as I want to be, because you just never stop learning, you never stop growing. And so that brought me all the way to VH1, you know.
Right.
So I was like, okay, and now I can say that was a my way to show people that they can do that too, because I didn't have nothing to start with, really. You know, it was just like, no, I want this, and that was enough. Like, it just took like 8 years.
Time makes it perfect. Someone in the chat has a question for you, because we talked about your sign.
Yeah.
They want to know if you are March Aries or an April Aries.
April, 4/4, baby.
Oh.
That's right. Yes. Cool birthday.
We're obviously obsessed with signs.
Right. Yeah. Clearly. But when did you make the move out here to LA?
In 2013. And I didn't even come out for me. I moved with an ex because he had opportunities here. But he put it in perspective, too. He was just like, yo, like, what if you go out there and you don't like it, you come back and you're right back where you started? You realistically have nothing to lose. I just dropped out. Like I said, I was waitressing. It's not like I can't go be a waitress again somewhere, anywhere. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But I told myself when I came out here, I didn't want to work a regular job. I was like, you know what? This is my test. Like, this is L.A. This is where the wolves are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to be able to, like, run with the pack.
Yeah.
So I, like, forced myself to, like, not get a job, you know, which was... horrible. It was horrible for like 2 years. But again, it just put in perspective, like, yo, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to put everything into it. And so, again, brought me all the way here. Yeah. I'm like, okay, all them struggles, everything just like paid off. So I'm glad I made that move.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
It's a big one.
We talked about like fans can be a little out of line and commenting and saying crazy things. Mm-hmm. Does that ever affect you or get to you? And like, because I feel like a lot of people don't have tough skin. What advice can you give to someone who's probably new into the TV world? Even actually people who's been on TV for a while still kind of take it personal when they're commented back to the fans. Mm-hmm. So like, what advice can you give to someone who's on TV who maybe a little upset at the fans and be going in on Instagram like, shut your ass up.
I mean, I'm still learning myself because even though it doesn't bother me that much, I still feel the need to shut you down. Okay. Like, I'm be like, some girl came on my page like 2 days ago and she's like, you're just another tragic mulatto baby who had daddy issues and da-da-da-da. And like, none of that is true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my dad. Like, what are you talking about? Right. You need to learn how to control your anger. And I'm just like, bro, I was disrespected for like 8 hours straight. Like, yeah. It wasn't about controlling anger. It was about standing my ground at that point. Mm-hmm. But like, I gotta let you know that. Yeah. And I need to learn to just like, you keep talking, but my followers be going in on them too. So I sometimes I don't have to be on it. I'm like, yo, why are you entertaining this girl? She's just gonna keep commenting. But just know yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the most important thing. And like, even with people on the cast, you know, regardless of how they try to pin us against each other, it's like, I read so many comments yesterday, like, fire Nessie, she doesn't deserve a second chance, send her ass back to the unemployment line, like all types of shit, you know? But I'm just like, whatever, yo, like, because I know what it is, you know? I know what it is and what it's going to be, and you're not on TV, so I don't really... Hello. I can't care that much about, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't care that much about you watching me, like, you're commenting on my life, and you don't know, so... Hmm. I'm just like, look, I'm doing something right.
Sounds like money.
Period. Right.
Well... I'm losing my voice, so that's cool. But we are so thankful that you came in. You're welcome here whenever. We're going to hop into news and gossip. And you feel free to comment on this tea that Nakia is about to share.
Yes. News and gossip. Actually, my first news and gossip, you just actually mentioned it. It's actually about you. The event that you guys had today, if you want to speak a little bit about it, it's the pop-up paint party for kids. And it was with VH1's Nessie Blaze, of course, because she's sitting right here. And it was from 4 to 6 p.m. today. So if you could just touch a little bit on that and let the peeps know what that event was like.
It was so dope. It was a lot of kids. I wanted to do a certain amount. I tried to limit it, but then it just got to like, well, this kid and this kid, do you have room for this? And it's like, you can't turn them away, you know? So it was very, I'm not going to lie, it was very like hectic and stressful, but I had my homie LJ over here. He helped a lot, you know? And then Marco Bernard, he was also on the event too. And he was really good with like, I have such a small voice, so I'm like, everybody quiet! You know what I mean? And like, he's like, yo, when I say what's up, we're gonna be quiet! You know what I'm saying? And like, but the kids listen, you know? Yeah. But the most important part was everybody have fun. I think even the parents were like, that's it seemed funny. Like everybody had a really good time when we had someone donate. We had a few people donate and then make like gift baskets and stuff.
Nice.
So it was really, really dope. We gave them something to take home. They took their pictures home. They had fun. And then two of the girls, it was crazy because I actually met them through another give back event. And the reason I even did this was because their parents reached out to me like, you know, she keeps talking about painting now. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do lessons, but I'm an hour away.
Yeah.
She's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, after school, drive them all the way out there. And then it's in the middle of rush hour. And now I got to find something to do for 2 hours. I'm like, you know what? Let me figure out how to bring it to you. So we just planned this last week.
Oh, wow. So
my PRs, I was like, yo, I want to do a give back at least once or twice a month. Let's go to them. Let's go to the inner city, you know, and it was right off Vermont and Slauson. So it was like right in the hood, you know, and just like, so they don't have to go far. As soon as they come out of school, it's right there. Everything will be free. So parents have no excuse as far as like not being able to afford it or whatever the case is. And they can at least learn. And both the little girls showed up. So that was dope.
So sweet.
Shout out to Kira and Samaya. And then just, it was just a bunch of kids. It was dope. It was fun. It was very exhausting. I still got paint all on my hair. I'm like, whew.
That is dope. When I seen it on social media, I was like, that's super cool. And I seen that it was today. So I was like, we got to definitely ask her about that. Yeah, and dope. Some Black Ink news. We'll head to New York for a little bit because they've been acting up. But it looks like your guy Caesar is trying to open a shop in Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, so that's pretty cool. Is it though? No, I'm like, is it? No, but on this episode that just actually, I think it aired yesterday, mm-hmm. we see Caesar actually looking at the shop in Brooklyn. So that's happening in New York. So if you guys are new, I don't think he's opened it yet, but when he does, you should let him know. I was actually on Barbie's social media, and I just wanted to read her caption because I thought it was hilarious, and she looked really cute. She's like, I'm really like this sweet, down to earth, chill, don't give up with me, or I'll a few up sassy, sensitive type of gangsta. You dig? But for the people mad at my DMs and my comments, just hold tight because I'm about to make y'all big mad. I said what I said, I did what I did. I love her, so I just had to read that. And more Black and Compton news. We know that I Am Compton KP is a rapper, so he has a new single out, so make sure you guys check that up. It's called Stack It Up, and he put on social media, it's on all platforms right now, and his intro song is actually the song that we hear. And also, Black Ink Chicago, our old stopping grounds, Ryan will be holding an event the 28th this Saturday called Rock the Burbs Fashion Show, and it's a ladies' night, so it's going to be with Ryan, and it's a mature crowd, 21 plus. So if you're in that area, make sure you guys check it out. And slide on his.
I was waiting for the 30 and up. To,
like, I know I said mature crowd, 21 plus. I'm like, really? but it's in Illinois, so make sure you guys get the tickets off his page. And that's all I got.
Thank you, thank you. Let's hop into predictions. Obviously, you can't tell us unless you want to. What's coming? Next week is, it looks interesting, Alana's turning 21. Ooh. For some reason, it didn't register to me that she was only 20.
I know, I thought she was older.
But she then like again, it makes sense that she's only 21.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But 21, getting some kisses, you know, for her birthday. Kisses and shots. Barbie's back. Woo. She might also be getting a Molly Wop for her birthday. I don't know.
Drag
we don't see. Ladies, what do you guys think is going to happen next week?
You know, this actually just popped into my head because I was wondering who cleaned out the shop. Yes. Like, what's going on? I think Barbie did it.
I think so, too.
That's just my prediction right there. Like, I think Barbie did it.
I think Barbie did it, too. Because when I found out she was a Sagittarius, I was like, oh, she petty, and I'm petty. And I think she did it. Because that's something I would do. Like, I know if I go to Big Bear and none of you motherfuckers are looking for me, you damn right I'm cleaning out that shop because we're crazy like that. I want you to walk in and be like...
Like, what the...
So I predict that, but I do want to predict... I hope that everyone can get back to this place, like with Barbie and everyone, and we can get back to the shop. So I'm predicting that everyone gets... along.
I agree with all of that. I won't make you predict anything, but instead, what is something that you want people to get out of this show? Like, what do you want them to take away from the show?
In general?
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to know, like, that they can really, like, everybody on this cast has, like, really worked for it. You know, I will say that, like, I don't know, I'm not trying to compare it to other Black Inks because I don't know what they started with either, but we worked for it. You know, yeah. The opportunity was like, wow, for all of us. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're all in that same place where it's like, oh, the big break, you know? And I want people to know that, like, hard work really does pay off. You know, everybody's a good person, so it's well-deserved. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just focus. You got to focus. Like, self-discipline is major. It's a major key to success, and I feel like people need to know that. Take you a long way.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. I feel the inspired. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You're now part of the AfterBuzz family, so feel free to come kick with us whenever. Yeah. Until next time, where can like the people find you?
At Nessie_Blaze on Instagram. It's Nessie_Blaze, like smoke. And, 10 p.m. every Wednesday on VH1.
There you go.
Yay. Be on there. Definitely watch.
Gang, gang. My name is Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you like reality TV, on Sundays at Black Hollywood Live, my friend Howard and I, we do a show called Back to Reality. And we touch up on Black and Compton, too.
It's lit. Y'all gotta check it out. And I'm your girl, Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV and check us out on all platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes. If you have an Android, we're on there too. So. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.